This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Warriors with you here on USA Radio Network, coast to coast. I mentioned in the last hour, we welcome a new affiliate, Phoenix, Arizona. We're now on in Phoenix, AM 1280, FM 96.1. Welcome to Phoenix. Welcome to the Wayne Root Network. Wayne Root, raw and unfiltered here on USA Radio. We never do guests at the top of the hour. It's very rare. I think I did it once with the President of the United States and once with the Vice President of the United States, Pence, once with the President Trump. But we're doing it today with Brandon Tatum, and I'll tell you why, because he is a black police officer or a retired black police officer who I've had on the show many times, who I think is a great man, a great hero. All cops are. And I think he has a lot to say about what's going on in America today, and he could say it probably more openly than many other people are willing to speak about the demonization of police and the welcome arms to a criminal who just happens to be black. I mean, all of it is upside down. The world is upside down. But we've got Brandon Tatum with us, former Tucson, Arizona police officer, author of Beaten, Black, and Blue, Being a Cop in an America Under Siege. And he's the founder of a website, TatumReport.com, T-A-T-U-M, TatumReport.com. Brandon Tatum, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm doing fine personally, but I think the country's going to hell. I really do believe we're on a path to destruction of America, and that's what liberals wanted, and they got it. They stole the election, and now they're destroying America, and they're demonizing cops, and they're demonizing anybody who's a good person. It doesn't matter if you're white or black. If you're good, you're good, and if you're bad, you're bad. If you're evil, you're evil. No. Democrats want to let every criminal out of jail, no bail, let them out. You could threaten to kill a cop, they let you right out. But cops are bad who respond to a bad person that's trying to hurt them. None of this makes any sense to me. You go to jail because you don't wear your COVID mask right outdoors. You go to jail because you try and open your own business during a lockdown and earn a living so your family doesn't starve. But, you know, murderers, they go free. Black Lives Matter loots and burns and thugs murder people at BLM events, and nobody cares. But God forbid you're a conservative, the government is spying on you. None of this makes sense anymore. I know I love the police, and I'm not going to change my views, but all of this is going bad fast, is it not?
Hey, Wayne, I disagree with you on one thing, and you said that the country is going to hell. I say the country is already in hell.
The stuff
that they're doing to police officers are out of control. It makes no sense. Whatever is supposed to be good and virtuous and right is considered wrong, and what's wrong is considered holy. This country is suffering, and I think that it's way worse than what we believe because a lot of us don't even see the indoctrination in elementary schools on college campuses. You know, family fighting each other because one person voted for Trump, one voted for Biden. I mean, it's really despicable. And these leftists are the leftist leaders. You know, there's some people that are just brain dead running around following CNN. But the leaders that know better, they should
right,
be held responsible. And they're the cause
pure
of the
evil.
Problem.
Pure evil. You know, here's the thing. You know, every once in a while, like I know somebody in my life who seemed like they were perfectly healthy and they didn't know anything was wrong. They went to the doctor and the doctor said, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've got cancer and it's spread all over your body and you'll be dead in 3 weeks. And they died in 2 weeks. Until someone told them they were dead. They didn't know they were dead. The minute they heard they were dead, they got scared. They died in 2 weeks. I kind of think America's at that stage right now. We don't know we're dead yet. We're walking dead. But we may actually be dead. Because I'm thinking that nobody can be a cop. Oh, way to recruit new ones because you'd have to have a screw loose. And I love cops. I've loved cops my whole life. You'd have to have a screw loose to want to join a police force now, knowing you have no immunity, knowing everybody wants to put you in jail, knowing if you shoot someone just because they're black, if they're a criminal, you might go to jail, be prosecuted, and lose your whole life, lose your wife, lose your kids, lose your house. Everything in your life's destroyed. In prison, they'll rape you and murder you. How could this be? I mean, there's going to be no cops left on the street, or there's certainly going to be a dramatic shortage coming up very soon, and I don't think the average American understands that, right? How do you be a cop today?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that this country is getting CPR right now. We're doing chest compressions. I have faith that the country can be revived and that things are going to work out, and one reason is because of the police officers that are still working. And because a lot of these police officers feel that it's a call on their life. It's not just a career. They're not just looking at their own self-preservation. They're looking at the country. They're looking at the values of what they bring to the table. And thank God for those good cops that are still there. And nothing against cops that retire, because if I was still a police officer, I would probably retire like last year. So I'm a shout out to those officers that are still grinding. And I think that they are the only way that we can actually recover is having those people in place. However, there's going to be a influx of poor policing. There's going to be an influx of violent crimes. We've already seen 200%, 300%, 400% increase in crimes in these major cities. There's going to be an influx before it gets better. And the reason why is because when you treat police officers the way they're treating police officers today, and you're talking bad about them, you're damaging their career, you let them get killed, you let them go to jail and they didn't do nothing wrong, you're going to have the good veteran cops who would normally stay on for 5 or 10 more years. They're going to retire. You're going to leave young officers who are inexperienced, and also you're going to have such a shortage in the recruiting stage that they're going to have to lower the standards. They'll let you smoke weed within, 2 months of you applying. You don't have a physical fitness test. Your entry test only, you only have to make a 30%. We did it in Tucson, Arizona, and you're going to have all of these unqualified people jumping in the rat race to make some money and not doing a job with integrity and not doing the job the way the citizens expect them to do it.
How do you feel, and I agree with everything you're saying, man, everything. How do you feel about the Derek Chauvin verdict? I'd like to hear. I really would.
Well, I wasn't surprised because it was a very dicey situation. You know, you don't have to be right. You just have to prove a jury, prove to a jury or convince a jury that the person is guilty. They don't even have to be guilty. And so when you have an emotionally charged situation where it appears that Chauvin has his knee on George Floyd's neck, I mean, it's almost impossible to get a jury that's going to, feel sorry for the officer, especially because he didn't testify. He's not a human to them. So he kind of screwed himself to that degree. However, I do not believe that that the state had, they proved it beyond a reasonable doubt. However, I think Chauvin was an idiot. Then you add the fact of I don't think he had a fair trial. Right or wrong, is no way that you can say he had a fair trial when they paid the family $27 million before they were finished picking the jury. They burnt down the entire city over George Floyd, and you're supposed to pick jurors from that pool of people who saw the destruction, and then you have politicians come on television, you have them from the Oval Office saying that they better make the right decision. What juror is going to say, or is going to, break the fold
and fight the president,
say that Chauvin was exactly, and then get the whole country burning? No,
he was praying. Brandon, Biden said, I'm praying for the right verdict because we all saw the preponderance of evidence. What do you think he was saying? He's basically, you have to find this guy guilty on all charges. And that was my big argument. You and I, boy, do we think alike. I wrote a whole column that's made it everywhere, went viral. And it was, stop lying to me about Derek Chauvin. And I said, I don't think it's not my right to have an opinion on this, but I don't know enough about it. But I don't think he was a good guy. I think he was actually a lousy cop. I think he had his knee on that guy's neck too long. But it doesn't matter. He did not get a fair trial. Don't try and convince me he got a fair trial, because no one gets a fair trial when the jury knows they may be killed, or their house is burned to the ground, or the entire town burned to the ground, or their courthouse with them in it burned to the ground if they come back acquittal or lesser charge manslaughter. So don't tell me it's a fair trial. They knew they had to find him guilty on all charges.
And the judge made it very clear that Maxine Waters flying out there from D.C. and making a statement saying you need to get more violent. That's inciting violence. If people, Trump got impeached and he told them to go peacefully protest. she told people to become more violent on multiple occasions. The next morning, the National Guard, people got shot. Somebody shot at the National Guard. And then,
I know.
So the jurors are hearing this. They live there. They see the TV. They hear the threat. They've been doxxed. They're not going to give them a not guilty verdict because they will get killed. Or
and their kids. And their kids
forever.
Will get killed in school. You know, Brandon, their kids will get killed in school.
You will
if mom and dad voted
that juror. That juror is a racist. That juror
right.
is a devil. That juror, I mean, you can never get a job again. They probably, even though you can't do this legally, they will probably fire the people who are on the jury.
Yes, they would.
One of the jurors
yep.
that acquitted them. The job would just fire them, and they'll be off to the wolves.
They would never work again. I said that in my column. Never work again. Their kids would get beaten up or killed at school, and they'd have to have police in front of their house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even then, they wouldn't know if they'd be safe. All because they voted lesser charges or acquittal. And so this guy never had a chance at a fair trial. Never, ever, ever. Even though I believe, you know, it's one thing to put your knee on the neck for a short period of time. He knew it was too long. The crowd was screaming, you're killing him. I think Chauvin was suffering from PTSD because he had a weird look on his face. Like he wasn't even there while the crowd was screaming, you're killing him, you're killing him. And his fellow officers looked like they were saying stuff to him. And he just looked into the distance, staring to the distance. He must have PTSD. Something's wrong with Chauvin. So I don't feel bad for him, but he definitely didn't get a fair trial. Brandon, don't go. Stay through the break. Can I keep you one more segment?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about your book, Beaten, Black, and Blue. I want to talk about LeBron James. And I want to talk about this narrative that white police officers are out there targeting and killing black men. It's just unarmed black men. It's ridiculous. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I want to kill someone today, especially a black guy. Nobody says that. This is not what's going on. But let's hear what Brandon Tatum has to say when we get back. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention war, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get 2 for 1. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound.
You, Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Doug.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're back with Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of a book, Beaten, Black, and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege, founder of thetatumreport.com. Hey, Brandon, are you buddies or are you certainly familiar with the work of my buddy, great friend of mine here in Vegas, very decorated hero cop from the Las Vegas Police, Metro Police, retired also, Randy Sutton. You must know Randy, right?
Sound very familiar.
Randy's always in the media, just like you. Matter of fact, I'd say the two of you are in the media the most of any retired cops in America. He's ahead of, I think it's called Wounded Blue. It's a police organization that takes care of officers who've been wounded and cannot be policemen anymore. And that's his group, Wounded Blue. Great guy. Let's talk a little bit about the narrative that white police officers are targeting and killing unarmed black men. I mean, Brandon is an African-American police officer, former Tucson police officer. And when did you ever see white guys say, let me kill black guys? I'm going hunting for black guys. It just doesn't happen, does it?
No, these people are smoking crack. You know, nobody's trying to kill anybody. You know, when I was going to work, you know, people didn't want to have to go through the process of killing somebody because they treat you like a criminal if you kill somebody, whether you're right or wrong. Man, they take your gun. You get investigated by homicide. I mean, it's too much pressure, man. And most cops that I know, and some of them were actually lazy. They didn't want to do much of anything. Most cops I know wanted to go. They want to get drugs off the street. They want to arrest the bad guys, you know, do their service and go home. When we go home, we barbecue together. We play football. We live in life with our kids. We go on vacation. Nobody's trying to kill people. You know, to be honest, cops really wish that people wouldn't do nothing and we could just collect a check all day. However, people are cutting up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm going to tell you this, man, like Police officers, in my personal opinion, and I've been around a lot of police officers, I've seen it, they are the least racist people, the least prejudiced people out of anybody. And you ask the question, why? Because everybody's committing crimes. Everybody's crazy. Everybody's trying to kill you. Woman, male, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, everybody's a threat at the end of the day. So it's not, cops aren't doing it.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, Brandon, I grew up in a majority black town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And I went to a middle school that was 90% black, and I went to a high school that was 85% black. And I was one of the only Jewish white kids in the entire middle school and high school. And because I lived in a high-crime town, I guess I'm one of the few white talk show hosts in America who's been much of his life around black people and spent much of his life in a high-crime city. And four times in my youth, I was pulled over by police in Mount Vernon, New York, with guns. I had guns aimed at me four times. But I was nice and respectful and said, yes, sir, and no, sir. And I'm here to talk about it today. It wasn't a big deal. Those cops were scared because there had just been a robbery. There had just been a mugging. And they just, I was nearby. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. In one case, some girl had been sexually assaulted. And the description she gave of the car was a blue car. And I happened to be driving a blue car. So they literally surrounded me, five police cars and a detective car, with their guns drawn on me. Most people have never had that happen to them. If you're black and four times cops pull guns on you, I'm sure you're going to say, oh, my God, it's racism. It's systemic racism. I think it's because you're in a high-crime neighborhood and cops are nervous in a high-crime neighborhood. Am I on to something here?
Well, it's not even just nervous. It's that, you know, when you happen to be in a high-crime neighborhood, then there's a lot of crime that happens and there's a lot of suspect descriptions. And if you happen to be black in an all-black area where there's a lot of crimes, other black people are committing a heck of a lot of crimes.
Correct.
And you may match the description, and you
right.
get caught up in the middle. That's not – and Thomas Sowell, and people don't know Thomas Sowell is an economist, the smartest man alive.
Great guy.
And thank God
Brilliant
he's still
guy.
Alive today. He wrote a book, and in his book he spoke about just because there's disparities does not mean that there's discrimination. Just because more black people are arrested or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean discrimination. There's underlying factors that necessitate more police response in these areas. And sometimes
Correct.
People inadvertently get caught up in the mix because of the crime that's perpetuated by other black people in the community. So
Correct.
I wish that people would take a step back, look at the numbers, look at the causation, and they'll have a better perspective of policing instead of just looking at race and trying to make a lie out of it.
Yeah, I'm always saying that when white cops are patrolling a black neighborhood, guess what? Racists? No, they're giving their lives. They're sacrificing their life, putting it on the line for a nice black people in the neighborhood who are not criminals. They're protecting all the law-abiding black citizens of a black neighborhood. I don't know how you could call that racism, but Brandon, we got to run. I could talk to you all day. You're great. I'm going to tell Andrew, my booker, to get you on more often. I want you on regularly. Founder of TatumReport.com, T-A-T-U-M, TatumReport.com, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Brandon Tatum. Have a great day. God bless you, buddy.
God bless you, man.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The legal heat is being turned up on former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. His New York City apartment was searched and reportedly part of an investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal attorney. Authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A North Carolina district attorney said Wednesday that Andrew Brown Jr.'s car hit deputies before they fired shots at him, killing him, and the latest officer involved shooting that is drawing the ire of Black Lives Matter activists. District Attorney Andrew Womble telling a judge at a hearing that he viewed the body cam footage of the incident and disagreed with how lawyers for Brown's family described the death. The lawyers had claimed that Brown's car was stationary when officers fired. Brown's car, however, does move forward and strike the deputies. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-5. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril, because the country's on fire. Capitalism is on fire. They want to destroy it all. Capitalism and murder the middle class. It's terrible. I mean, murder is a funny word, right? They want to just physically murder. No, certainly financially murder the middle class. That much I could tell you. But some could argue physically, if you let everybody with COVID just run through the border, then you're not interested in us living. You have no regard for our life. But certainly financially, they're murdering the middle class. They're trying to take your jobs away. They're trying to take good, high-paying jobs away. And I think the answer, my personal opinion, the solution is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. You got to own gold and silver. You have to. And the fact that they're down for the year is good news. Buy low, sell high, and all that. Gold will not be down for long. That much I could tell you. Not with Biden wanting to spend in his first 100 days $6 trillion. This is insanity. $6 trillion in 100 days. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. And that's where ASI comes in. They're the official precious metals dealer of this show. Asset Strategies International, ASI. Michael and Rich Chechen are the owners. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. And anything else you want, you tell them you're a fan of Wayne Allen Root, and they will treat you like their favorite person in the world. They'll roll out the red carpet, a VIP, their own family. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. And tell them we're sent you. Go to assetstrategies.com, 800-831-0007. Without further ado, we have another great guest. We just finished with Brandon Tatum, the former police officer. What a great job Brandon did. What a great interview. Good guy. I love cops. And now we've got Lisa Hansen. I've been looking forward to this interview. She's a Minnesota restaurant owner who defied the governor's emergency order preventing indoor food and beverage service. And so the governor of Minnesota shut down her restaurant, and they tried to arrest her, and she's now in hiding in an undisclosed location to avoid this illegal arrest. Lisa, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Lisa, are you there? Hello, hello?
Hey, Wayne. Hey, are you there?
There she is. There you are. We got you now. I was afraid they'd gotten you right at that moment. I was afraid the crazy police came and got you at that moment. So a good friend
Thanks
of mine.
Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Yeah. A great friend of mine and yours, Tom. I won't say any more. I won't say a last name. But Tom arranged this interview, and I really trust him. He's a great guy here in Las Vegas. And I guess he's a great friend of yours, and he arranged the interview. So tell us exactly what happened. You're trying to make a living with a restaurant in Minnesota. And when you try and keep it open, now you're going to be indicted and under arrest. Tell us the circumstance of what exactly happened, Lisa Hansen.
Yeah, oh my gosh. How much time do we have?
3 hours.
There's a lot
that's happened.
Go ahead, tell us the story. There's a lot that's happened, Wayne. Our lives have changed ever since December 16th. What we did on December 16th is we decided after the second shutdown by Governor Tim Walz for 2020, first shutdown happened in the springtime, and we went along with it even though we knew it was wrong. We knew there had to be, that this can't be right. Governor cannot, control the people like he's doing. But we went along with it. We shouldn't have, but we did. We didn't really survive through that. He eventually opened us back up a little more and gave us, all these wonderful little things that we could do with our restaurant, instead of just letting us, operate our businesses as we best know how. So in November of 2020, a second shutdown came, and I looked at my husband and I said, there's no way we can survive a second shutdown. So here's what I think. After doing some research and some studying and so forth, we either close our doors permanently, we're done, or we open up fully with no restrictions. We don't listen to any of the illegal mandates that the governor's trying to impose on us. We do what we do best, and I run my business. Well, we got a hold of a coalition that was put together this plan for businesses across the state to open up fully. We did it. We were one of about 180 that opened up fully. And at the end of the day or the end of the week, there was only about 10 of us left that stayed open because the pressure got pretty great. Of course, the state's going to start coming after us immediately, Wayne. You know, I got a cease and desist. I had fines thrown at me. I have had a lawsuit thrown at me by the state. So they came down on us extremely hard.
Let me jump in for one quick question.
Well,
so you had cease and desist, and you had lawsuits, and you had fines, but you never had police walk in and say you're going to be under arrest, did you?
Not at that time, no.
So how did this elevate to the level of arresting an honest, law-abiding business owner who's minding their own business trying to earn a living? You don't rob people. You don't rape people. You're not stealing welfare.
Right.
You're just an honest business person, small business person trying to survive. How could it ever elevate to the level of them trying to arrest you when the same people are letting murderers out, no bail, just get out, BLM, burn and loot and murder, no problem. But a business owner, they got to go to jail. How does it ever elevate to that level?
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Can you believe what's happening? It's still almost unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy. This is America. So what happened after these civil suits were thrown at me, then the prosecuting attorney in our very own city, Kelly Dawn Martinez, city attorney, came after me to prosecute me for the state on 9 criminal counts for opening my business against the governor's orders. I take that back. 8 of those criminal counts were related to the executive orders, and 1 was for public nuisance. So a total of 9 criminal counts against me. And here we are going to court for these criminal counts against me. And we're still in litigation over this. In the meantime, what has happened is I'll get to...
So your restaurant must be closed now, yes? Your restaurant must be closed now, yes?
The pressure that got so great, the time element... So what happens? We have all those cases against us, right? The civil cases and the criminal cases. Well, we needed to basically get our legs underneath us, get our feet underneath us, and so we said, okay, we're going to close the restaurant temporarily, and we're going to fight this fight like nothing else. And so... So what we did is we got our feet under us. We got, caught up with all those cases that were coming at us. And then what we've done, really exciting here, I want to let you know, Wayne, we have over 30 civil cases and counterclaims against over 20 litigants in the state of Minnesota, totaling almost $200 million in damages. So we are in deep, deep litigation right now on more cases than, a lot of cases. And so our...
Can I ask the obvious question? How are you affording legal bills? Do you have a GoFundMe? They wouldn't even allow you, I'm sure, to do GoFundMe. Maybe you have a Christian conservative version of GoFundMe. How do you pay for all these legal bills?
Thank you so much for... you're one of the first that has asked that question and so early on in the interview. So God bless you. we do. We have a GoFundMe. You can, get on the GoFundMe and find the Interchange in Albert Lea, Minnesota. We also have, through our website, kind of a brand new website. It's called BeTheInterchange.com. So it's just like Be The Change. Easy way to remember it, only it's BeTheInterchange.com.
Is that the name of your restaurant, The Interchange? Is that why? Is that the name of your restaurant?
The Interchange is the name of our restaurant.
So on GoFundMe, it's Be The Interchange, too?
Yeah. On the GoFundMe, it's The Interchange. And if you go to the website, BeTheInterchange.com, you're going to find the link for the GoFundMe right on there. So this is costing us an enormous amount of cash. We also work with a fantastic organization called National Action Task Force. Great organization, all about liberties and freedoms and setting, our country free. So they are actually working with us very, very closely on all of our cases. This is where my legal help comes from. So go on there, as well as national-taskforce.org is the name. You can go, you can actually check into them. They're a great organization. You can also join and become a part of that organization, doing a lot of great things for the nation, right now as we speak.
Let me mention this real quick, Lisa, because Lisa, this goes very fast on radio. Lisa Hansen, I want to get this in. You have offered to turn yourself in. You're in hiding as we speak. You're in hiding in an undisclosed location in an attempt to avoid this arrest, which, you know, you and I both agree is horrible and illegal and unconstitutional. But you've offered to turn yourself in under the condition, keep the music low, Chris, under the condition the sheriff proves that the warrant for your arrest is lawful and that the court has jurisdiction, and the sheriff has not even responded because they don't have a leg to stand on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They do not have a leg to stand on, even though we have given them more than a leg to stand on. You know, we've filed into the court system. What's missing here, people? You're missing a really important legal part of getting someone into court. You know, when someone is compelled into court, you got to compel an individual into court, right? So there's laws for that. And one of those laws happens to be Minnesota rules or criminal rules of procedure.
Hey Lisa. Lisa, save that for a minute. Let me have you come back in the next segment. Give me like 4 minutes, okay? We're going to go to an ad break. We have no choice. It's break time on radio. And when we come back, I'll keep Lisa on, a repeat guest here. Lisa, stay with us. Lisa Hansen in hiding because they want to arrest her for being arrested. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Billy Girard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's Ocean Salmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA. As a vertical research advisory, Kip Herridge is the founder of VRA, a leader on Wall Street for over 35 years at the highest levels of Wall Street, money manager for the elite, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies, and then walked away from all of it. What a guy. Walked away from all of it when he realized that he was making a lot of money, and the companies he worked for were making a lot of money, and Wall Street is making a lot of money, but the American people, the little guy and the little gal, were making nothing. And he walked away and he said, I'm going to even the score. I'm going to try and give a fighting chance to the average little guy and gal, the average small mom-and-pop investor. And he founded VRA, his daily investment economic newsletter. And his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA success for 18 years. He is like the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let him prove how good he really is. Don't just listen to me. Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Everybody and anybody who can hear my voice gets it free for 2 weeks, and then you get to decide. I say 2 weeks free, and then you'll stay for a lifetime. 2 weeks free, and you'll stay for a lifetime. Check it out, VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. Free week, a free two-week membership available right now. Just tell them you're a fan of Wayne Allen Root. And the rest comes naturally. You'll stay for life. All right, we held over our guest. Her name is Lisa Hansen. She's a Minnesota restaurant owner who has defied the governor's emergency order preventing indoor food and beverage service. Hey, Lisa, let's ask a question real quick. Has that changed? Are we able to eat inside restaurants in Minnesota nowadays?
You are. Right now, the restaurants are open up at 75% for dine-in. So we're not at 100% yet, but 75. So we're still restricted.
And, yeah, restricted, correct. Here in Las Vegas, by the way, we're just going to 80% on May 1st. So we're still restricted, too. But I must tell you, the difference is, in Las Vegas, they say you're at 25%. They say you're at 50%. They say you're at 80%. I've been eating out for over 300 days, or eating in, I should say, eating indoors 300 days in a row. I've gone out with my fiance. We go out every night to eat. We love our restaurants. And they all look to me like they're full. So they may say 50%, but they look like they're 100%. They're jammed here. Jammed. And, you know, in other places, I'm sure they can't do that. They can't get away with that. But that's what they claim here. But believe me when I tell you, there's no enforcement of it. Most restaurants are completely full. Every table is taken. And nobody's got COVID. None of the employees have COVID. I go out every night. I don't have COVID. This is, you know, COVID's real, and there are people who've died. But this is the most ridiculous overreaction in world history. There's been bad flu seasons. Nobody ever said you're not allowed to go out to eat. The whole thing is a ridiculous liberal overreaction. And I assume you agree with me, or you wouldn't have just made the decision to keep your restaurant open.
Oh, absolutely. Agree with you 110%. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And you know, Minnesota, Minnesota's a little different from your area because they are coming after us. We have the state sends out spies, literally spies, to check in on all these restaurants that, you know, in case they're defying the governor's orders. It is absolutely, it's ridiculous. It's way overreach, about government overreach, totally out of line. And, you know, the scary thing is people are not standing up. We need more people to stand up and do what I and a few of us others are doing and say enough is enough. The governor is not my king. The governor does not make laws. Only legislature can make laws. The governor does not have right wing to tell me how to live my life, how to run my business, how to make ends meet for my family. Never has and never will.
And you know what the problem is? The problem is that you have judges who are extremely liberal, and big government and deep state and D.C. swamp and big brother, and the judges are all in this, you know, they get a pension and they get a big salary, just like all the other government employees and all the politicians, and they're all in an incestuous bed together. They're all in one big giant orgy, as it were, and the judges are never on the side of small business owners like you and me. So it's hard to ever get a decent ruling because you can't win with these people, right? That's the problem.
That is the problem. I, you know, again, I was a business owner, mom of eight, grandma of 10. We worked in the community volunteered in the community for a number of years, and we're just peace-loving people. I have no idea, Wayne, the corruption that exists within our judicial system from the top all the way to the bottom. It's incredible.
It is. It is. Now, you know, I'll ask a question here. I don't think I've ever had a restaurant owner that I've asked this question. So my fiance and I go out every night, right? We reopened here on June 1st in Las Vegas, and we've been out to eat well over 300 nights in a row. I've never seen a single restaurant owner sick. I've never seen a single chef sick. I've never seen a bartender sick. I've never seen a waiter sick. I've never seen a hostess sick. I go to the same restaurants. Nobody's ever been sick. So how is this the biggest pandemic in world history if the restaurants are open and nobody's sick? What are they all so scared of?
Exactly. Not one single case of COVID has ever been traced to my operation of business, yet the city attorney, Kelly Don Martinez, the prosecutor, prosecuting me for being dangerous to society, she prosecutes me, but where's the proof? Where's the case? Give me one case. There's not.
Lisa, we're on your team. We got to run. We're on a hard break. The news comes up next. We got to run, but I promise you, when we get back, I'll give out your GoFundMe page again. Make sure you tell Chris, my board op, right now, your GoFundMe address. We'll give it out on the show at the top hour number 3. Lisa Hansen, Minnesota restaurant owner in hiding, so they don't arrest her. This is America Today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.